Good evening, world. This is the podcast Astrofast, and your host, S. Laura Cattell. Welcome back. Okay, so we're going over Infinite Possibilities from Mike Dooley, and we did a little Father's Day shout-out yesterday. Please go back and listen. There's a special message that takes up the first 10 to 12 minutes of the podcast. It's one of those random ones that come across my path, and I can't help but share because the message within it is just really important. And I'm going to reshare that again today just because it needs to be said. And I went into the reason why it came up yesterday. And that is that you can't force or make or coerce. You can't make anyone else love or value something in the way that you love or value it. You can't do it. Okay? You are unique. Your DNA is unique, and so are the experiences that have gotten you from where you started to where you are now, from age zero to present. Each of us out of 8 billion is unique. And everyone has their different likes, everyone has their different dislikes. But it is because of those perspectives and because of our uniqueness you will not value something in the same way that someone else will value it for the same reason why they will not value something in the same way that you will value it. Okay? Because you are you and they are them. You are not them, they are not you. You give things meaning, okay? Human beings give things meaning. Okay? And that meaning is different to every single person. And we went over the analogy of a child who has a pebble and gives it to you, okay? Sorry. In that, to you, the thing doesn't mean the same. To them, it means something else, something more. That's not a bad thing. Okay? Because the reality is that there are likely tons of people out there that geek out about the same things that you do, be it politics, be it religion, alright? You can go find a mosque or a parish or mosque is Islamic, church is Christian Catholic. I don't know what's Jewish. My sincerest apologies. I'll have to go look that up, okay? But you get my point. When it's religion, you can go find other people that like the same things that you do. When it's politics, you can go find other people that likes the same things you do. When it comes to hobbies, you can go online. You can type up sports, or knitting, or crafting, or pool, or hiking, or whatever. And you can find people that love the same stuff that you do. We're not supposed to be the same. We're all different for a reason. Okay? You cannot get someone else to love what you love, to value what you value, or find important in the same way that you do. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do nice things for people, even if the level of reciprocity doesn't match your attachment to the meaning you have given whatever it is. Be kind anyway. Do good anyway. Your integrity. Alright? How you treat people is your integrity. How they treat you is theirs. Never feel bad for doing something kind for someone else, even if it doesn't seem like they appreciate it at all. Because it still means that you, the wonderful, beautiful, amazing person that you are, took the time to care, to show that you cared. Never apologize for that. Don't feel bad for that. All right, the other person understood in their own way, and even if they didn't, you still did good because you felt compelled to do good, to be kind. That should never, ever, ever be something you feel ashamed of. Okay? Don't ever feel ashamed of doing something kind for someone else. Smile brightly. Beam with pride. Okay? You thought to care when others didn't. And that is very much worth celebrating. Alright. So, we left off yesterday at clarity begets clarity. And we will get into that today. Hold on a second. Oh, sorry. Alright, so yesterday we went over learning to turn things over to the universe, which is basically a very nice way of saying, repeating, rehashing the concept, don't mess with the cursed house. Right? Don't try and figure out the house. You, as a human being, the physical body that you have, you're limited. Your soul's infinite, but the physical body is limited. Sorry, there was an interruption. Alright, so, right, you as the physical body that you are, you house the soul that's infinite, and the soul has access to all the wonderful things out there. But even with access to that, okay, your physical body cannot contemplate the vastness of mathematical precision of what it takes to get you from point A to point B, or rather in the terms of manifesting, from point E, working back towards point A where you are now. Okay? It's too much for you to try and figure out. That's way too much for you to take on your shoulders. Way too much for you to take on your shoulders. Alright? Not to mention that when you're trying to manifest, you're actually limiting the universe's ability to deliver what it is that you want by trying to figure out the hows of why it's going to become apparent, come about, that sort of thing. Okay? So, we went over learning to turn things over to the universe yesterday, which, ironically, we did a subchapter on delegating earlier in the book, and as far as I'm aware, that sounds a hell of a lot like delegating. But he makes an excellent point. We are so accustomed to doubting ourselves that we think it's natural to doubt things or processes that are seemingly outside ourselves. His point there, I'm going to intuit, meaning the universe doesn't make mistakes type of thinking, right? Because if it's in mathematical precision, then no such thing as a mistake can occur. Not in that kind of a perfectly ordered universe where everything happens with such precision. Okay? And if you want an idea of where we get the idea of such precision, we went over Mr. Dooley's, I do believe it was a Manifesting Change. His car wreck that I believe he had in Abu Dhabi. Anyway, okay, so we went over that yesterday. You know what? I'm gonna go back to that. All right, he sat there in Abu Dhabi. I'll go back over the story real quick. So basically, he had a really horrific car wreck in Abu Dhabi. It was late at night. He crashed into the guy. I think it was on the freeway. Anyway, so it was a really horrific crash type where your life flashes before your eyes, and he remembers sitting on the curb, and he'd been searching for an answer to something, and that night, at that moment, he felt the universe gave him that answer. And that is when he extrapolated it out, and he's kind of decent with numbers, He did the math. And he realized that if he had been just a tenth of a second at the speed he was going, at the speed the other person was going when they impacted, if either of them had been off by a tenth of a second, short or late, the accident itself would not have happened. Tenth of a second. Okay? A tenth of a second. That is how blindingly, surgically precise the universe is. And it's responding to your vibrations and what you're putting out there, what you're focusing on. Okay? Creates a vibration, either positive or negative. Are you focusing on negative? You're going to draw to you more negative. If you're focusing on positive, you are going to draw to you more positive. Not wishing for positive, being positive. If you're focusing on being positive, okay? Remember that wonderful bit from The Matrix? Know thyself. There's a huge, huge difference between thinking and knowing. Between wishing and hoping and knowing internally, doing. Okay? Not wishing and hoping for positivity. Being positive, no matter what's going on around you. The more you can maintain your own mental and emotional state despite the external pressures, one, you are training your subconscious to react calmly and peacefully in stressful situations. And just like any other skill, when stressful situations come up then in the future, you stop reacting in the ways that you were reacting before. Okay? You also have ultimate freedom then. Alright? When you maintain your own emotional state despite the insult, despite the workload, despite your kids being, you know, hashing it out at each other, despite, you know, things that are going on in the world. Hold on one second. Sorry? There was a spider crawling all over my book. Okay? When you can do that, when you can practice that, when you can cultivate that, it's life-changing. And the confidence that you develop inside, oh man, the things you can learn to do with that, the things you can then do, you start thinking, what if I go do that? Nah, scratch that. What if I go do that? Screw the 500,000. I want the 500 million. Now that is thinking bigger. Then when you get to the 500 million, when you're so used to the 500 million, ah, screw that. What about a billion? What about 5 billion? What about 10 billion? Obviously that's getting a little carried away. Tony Robbins himself, I think, has gotten to a billion. But then he's given away a heck of a lot of it, all right? The thing that stops most people from thinking big is being afraid to be that big. Alright. Because being that big means that there are people out there that will ask you questions nonstop. Asking for your autograph. Asking for your input. Asking for your opinion. Your advice. Alright? You've made it. If you're going to be that big, that requires such a different level of you than where you are right now. And I promise you, you can't get there if you get easily triggered. Yeah, no, I said it. I was honest about it. You're not going to get there if you get easily triggered. Because no matter what you do in life, the bigger you get is the more your shine is going to piss off some people, and they will do nothing but try and tear you down just because you are being you. When you get to that level, you have to be okay with people not liking you. You have to be okay with people hating you. You have to be okay with people insulting you, throwing all sorts of insults at you, including death threats. Okay? There's no two ways about it. Those guys at the top, they don't focus on haters. All levels of them. That doesn't stop them from shining. That doesn't stop them from focusing. And that sure as hell doesn't stop them from going after the things that they want to go after. Okay? Alright, so. A little off topic, but important off topic. Alright. Before I get any farther, my shout out to the restaurant industry, all my guys and gals out there in Foodland. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all you've done. All you continue to do. There's quite the interesting worker shortage going across all sorts of industries out there. The COVID fallout is really hitting a lot of businesses hard. So I'm just... It's rough. Everyone's having a rough time. And when you're in the weeds, when you're feeling like crap, and you don't feel like you have anyone to turn to, please, 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 you are valuable, you are valued, you are deserving, you are worthy, you are loved, you are appreciated. Please don't do something you can't take back. Please don't quit. Please don't quit. Okay. So, clarity begets clarity. Your job is to define as clearly as possible exactly what it is you want on both a physical level and, even more importantly, on an emotional level. But too many people I've met simply say, "I want to be rich," without giving any thought to why. Well, they may reply, "Well, it's obvious. I want to live without ever having to worry about money." There's nothing wrong with that. But once they achieve that, what are they going to do with their lives? Ooh. The better you can answer these questions, the clearer your intent will be, and the easier you'll find it is to think about, and then to bring about, whatever you're wishing for. And of course, alright, so this little subsection here is going to really highlight everything that I've been talking about. Okay? What do you really want? I am not kidding. That is literally the next question on the page. What do you really want? Alright, we've gone over this before several times. We'll do it again. I want to be rich. Okay, why? Well, it's obvious. I never want to live without having to worry about money ever again. I never want to worry about money again. Okay, fine. What are you going to do after? Alright, you have to have something bigger to work towards. To aspire towards. To help you grow. Okay? It is not the work that usually gets most people. It's the lack of fulfillment in the work that gets people burnt out. We're not machines, okay? Working in a factory for 30 years, 40 years, that is not fulfilling. For some people that want a simple life, that might be all they're looking for, and that is fine. But if you're listening to this podcast, I'm pretty sure working in a factory for 40 years is not your cup of tea. Alright. And we've been over this before, and I wanted to say it a different way, and it came out wrong. You don't want the guy you have a crush on. You want to feel like you expect they're going to make you feel. You want to feel treasured. You want to feel appreciated. You want to feel loved. You want to be pampered. Okay? You don't want to be rich. You just want to have to... You just don't want to worry about where you're going to get the money to pay the next bills. You're so focused on survival, you can't dream any bigger. So, being rich, or consequently, not having to worry about money, is a fine short-term goal, but you haven't thought it out any farther than that. Okay? There's nothing wrong with wanting to not have to worry about money. That's absolutely fantastic. But what are you going to do afterwards? I don't think you really thought that far ahead, did you? Alright. Imagine you've got all the stuff that you want. Right? But, okay, let's put this in another perspective, okay? Let's say the universe did give you the money, right? Lottery winnings, here you go, here's $300 million. Buy everything you ever want. Now what? How many times do you get to ride the car around until that gets old? How many times do you just sit there and lounge by the pool with nothing to do until that gets old? How many times do you go inside and you play on your big screen TV with absolutely nobody else in the house and you've got the surround sound set up? How long before that gets old? Alright, my kid is 18. The year of COVID absolutely made him completely bored with video games. He's 18. Okay, that should tell you something. Completely bored with video games. What are you going to do? Which, of course, is the offshoot of the original question, is what do you really want? What do you really want? Such a simple question. And yet that, coupled with the belief aspect, is what usually hiccups most people. Alright. Alright, back to the book. Alright, so what do you really want? Legitimately, that was the next question. Think about it now and really define it. I think you'll see that this question can sometimes spin off into an exercise on beliefs as well. And there's no harm done there. Understanding ourselves better helps us understand our truest desires. And the greater the clarity and certainty we have with our desires, the faster they manifest into our lives. For me, whenever I go through these mental exercises, that is, first focusing on life's magic and then doing my part to define as clearly as possible what I want, I can sometimes feel myself hitting barriers. For instance, I get this knowingness of my unlimited right to abundance and my divine nature. But once I pull my head down from the clouds to apply it, planning some exotic new vacation or the purchase of a bigger or better home, I'll catch myself creating limiting thoughts, such as, oh, I can't spend that much time traveling. Or, I'd better wait until I have more money. Whoa! These kinds of thoughts spring from limiting beliefs that have just reared their ugly heads. So I immediately begin exploring and asking myself why I should wait, or why I feel I should put off my dreamed of purchases. The point is, by allowing yourself to be inspired by life's magic so that you can start dreaming really big, as soon as you start coming down to earth with the application of your high ideals, you're in a peak state to catch and identify those beliefs that contradict the presence of this magic. This is actually a great place to be, because you finally exposed those invisible beliefs, and you can then begin working on dismantling them. This kind of exercise serves two purposes. One, to align your thinking with the truth about your power and the magical universe you live in. And two, to help you nab limiting beliefs. And this next paragraph, well, sentence I should say, written in paragraph form. I've been saying for so long, Oh, but it's so beautifully written. We may not be able to mentally fathom the logistics of the universe, but that doesn't mean that we can't appreciate its magnificence, sense its benevolence, or rely on its obvious perfection. All right, so he has a good point there. Right, you're sitting there and you're meditating and or visualizing, which whatever floats your boat. Okay, you can meditate all you want. If you know you want to start a commune somewhere off in Timbuktu, go for it, dude. Whatever. But he makes a very good point. When you're visualizing and you're doing quality visualizing and your head's up there in the clouds and you've got your awareness expanded and you're visualizing all these big dreams, and then you come back down to earth. And you do what? Oh, well, I better wait until I have more money. Or gosh, I really shouldn't be traveling now. No. What is it you want to do? What do you want? What do you really want? And hold that in your space. Okay? End result. Right? It takes some practice to become aware of that, but he is correct. When you're coming down from that, that's the perfect time to catch them. It takes some awareness, and the better you get at catching them is the better you end up being in the long run, because it goes from being a normal reaction to an abnormal reaction, okay? Then, once you get to that point and it flips a little bit, then you're like, oh god, where did that thought come from? What? Why? Huh? How? That's not me at all. No, I'm doing this and that's coming to me in my life. I have absolutely no reason to be worried or afraid or sad or confused or frustrated or depressed. I've got all this great stuff coming to me. In exactly the same realm, in exactly the same mindset, theme, identity, whatever you want to call it. Of having something come to you and you know it, right? Like your paycheck. Like your tax return. Alright. Like cashing out your stocks, like selling your house, right? Big sold sign outside, you know you're going to get money from it. You know it's all going through the process and whatnot, okay? It is that surety that thing, whatever it is that you want, is inevitable in its conclusion, okay? Inevitable. Your success is inevitable. That money is inevitable. Your dream life is inevitable. Inevitable. It has no choice but to appear. The more you can work on that, the more consistent you will get with your manifestations, large or small. I'll tell you this right here, right now. I got the front row parking spot any place I went to the last 2 weeks. I didn't intend to manifest that. I didn't ask to manifest that. It just showed up. Either someone would leave, or it would just be waiting there for me. Alright, once you start getting consistent, the universe starts recognizing, oh, person, you're waking up. Fantastic. I'm going to throw some more shit your way. Okay? And then it just starts spiraling upward, which is what, of course, you're after. You want to spiral upwards, not downwards, so on and so forth, right? You want more good things to come in your life. So, you know, things to look forward to. Sometimes it's just the little things. Like getting an extra scoop of ice cream when you're really sad and you didn't ask for it. Getting a text message from a friend when you could really use a pick-me-up. As they say, the universe works in mysterious ways, and we are here demystifying it. Alright, so tomorrow we will come back on not blind faith. Followed by all that is gold does not glitter. Bonus points if you know what that line is from. Alright, go ahead and get in a little wiggle and do a little stretch, and we will do our 2-minute brain break. Alrighty, go ahead and close your eyes. And let's take a nice, slow, deep breath in. And let it back out. And let's take another nice, slow, deep breath in. And let it back out. And just let your awareness settle into the space. Dare to dream as brightly, vividly, ecstatically, all the dreams you don't really believe you can have. Go ahead and make them real. Go ahead and bring them to life as fantastically colored, bright and brilliant as you can. Go get crazy. Dream that you're loved in the way that you want to be loved. Dream that you're doing the work that makes you so happy you almost don't want to go home. Dream that you can have any spending spree you want. And it never casts a shade of guilt over how much you've spent. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Alright, guys. We will come back tomorrow. Not blind faith, and all that is gold does not glitter. Can you tell me where that comes from? Because I know where it comes from. I love that series. There, I gave you a hint. It's a series. Alright, guys. Have a fantastic rest of your evening. Thank you so much for tuning in, for listening. I appreciate you being here. Genuinely, greatly, I do. Thank you so much. This is the podcast, Astrofast. Good night.